I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, the dreadful downhill lies of mountain golf in Arizona. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
All right, the NBA draft has come and gone. Upsides and wingspans were discussed in detail, and monosyllabic European names were, for the most part, meticulously pronounced. Did any of Thursday's picks or trades catch you off guard?
Not particularly. I still think Jimmer Fredette, being as drafted as high as he did and eventually winding up with the Sacramento Kings, is going to come back to bite them. I don't see him as a substantial NBA contributor. I think it was interesting that the Morris twins from Kansas, Markieff and Marcus, who were born 7 minutes apart, were drafted almost exactly 7 minutes apart.
And not by the same team.
And not by the same team, exactly.
This week, NBA owners offered, quote, flex cap to the players who apparently have remained inflexible, at least as the owners see it. The current agreement expires on Thursday, so time to worry about the 2011-2012 season yet?
I think this is going to be a lot uglier than the NFL for the simple fact that I think the NBA management side is far more unified behind the leadership of David Stern than the NFL ownership is behind the leadership of Roger Goodell. I think the NBA season next year is in tremendous trouble right now.
Last year, Ross Perot Jr., who owns 5% of the Dallas Mavericks, sued Mavericks majority owner Mark Cuban, claiming that he was, quote, reckless and careless. How'd you like the brief Mr. Cuban's attorney filed this week to answer that charge?
Apparently, the 2011 NBA championship was an extended exhibit for the defendant in this lawsuit because they submitted a brief. By the way, the official defendants in this case, the Mark Cuban Ownership Group, is called Radical Mavericks Management. So that's fairly cool. But they submitted the uncontestable fact that the Dallas Mavericks won the world championship and that, therefore, Mr. Cuban is a pretty good owner. And they included in their evidence a picture of them holding up the Larry O'Brien trophy.
That's my favorite part. When it came time to hire a new manager, the Florida Marlins opted to go with experience. Did they make the right choice?
Yes, they dug up Connie Mack. No, they didn't dig up Connie Mack. They brought in octogenarian Jack McKeon, which for what I believe is a publicity stunt. He's there because there's no reason to watch the Florida Marlins anymore, and he already picked a fight with his best player, and that got him a lot of really great publicity, but anybody who thinks he's running a team day-to-day is out of their minds.
The Washington Nationals are one of the hottest teams in baseball, temporarily at least.
What?
But that apparently was not enough for the team to grant manager Jim Riggleman's request for the team to pick up his contract option for next season. So he quit after his team won on Thursday. And I guess it's good to go out a winner.
Yeah, he said, give me an actual contract, make me the manager, get rid of the word interim ahead of my job title, or I'm not getting on the plane for the road trip. The Nationals said, we're not going to do that. He said, fine, and didn't get on the plane.
Now the players
you can't
flew
fire
off
me.
On
I,
their own.
You can't fire me. I quit.
Charlie, since last we spoke, Rory McIlroy made up for his failure to master the Masters by opening up an enormous lead at the U.S. Open and holding on to that lead through 72 holes. He won the tournament by 8 shots on Sunday. Should Tiger Woods even bother to return to the tour?
Well, I think Tiger Woods is going to come back. I think he's a little bit more likely to come back now than he was before Rory McIlroy turned congressional inside out. He's not going to play again until the British Open. McIlroy, that is not going to play again until the British Open, which I find a little bit curious. I thought he might want to strike while the iron is hot, pick up some more publicity, and further advance his image right now. But apparently, he's going to take it easy.
Aircraft carriers are very big. Is that reason enough to hold an NCAA basketball game on one?
That's funny, because the sainted Al McGuire, former coach at Marquette University, used to call big men aircraft carriers. He used to say, I need to go get an aircraft carrier. Well, the NCAA has gotten an aircraft carrier. On Veterans Day, on November 11th, formerly Armistice Day, I might add, the USS Carl Vinson is apparently going to host on its upper flight deck a game between Michigan State and North Carolina. I have one advice for the players. Don't go quite so hard for loose balls out of bounds.
When he was 18 years old, Marius Rovda, who's a goalie with the Vancouver Whitecaps, thought about getting a great big one tattooed on his back, traditional goalie's number, but he worried that if he got that tattoo, he would regret it when he was 30. So?
He got it when he was 30. He thought about it. He meditated on it. He contemplated it. He gave it a mature, he took a mature approach to it and had the number one painted on himself anyway.
People who remember one of Germany's contributions to the Men's World Cup back in 2010 won't be surprised to learn how the Sea Life Aquarium in Sinsheim, Germany, is preparing for the 2011 Women's World Cup, right?
They are auditioning replacements for Paul the Psychic Octopus, who was the hit of the 2010 World Cup in terms of predicting Germany's matches. There are octopi from all over Germany flocking to this aquarium with a chance to do a part in the new German reality show, So You Think You're a Psychic Octopus.
The idea of octopi flocking is just irresistible.
They're hitching down the Autobahn. It's really an amazing scene. They have eight legs. They're hitching. They get lots of rides.
How come you didn't say sports when I asked you that
because
question?
That's legitimate sports.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry. We'll get to it.
Congratulations to Jenny Finn.
Sports!
Who has pitched the U.S. softball team to many victories in the Olympics
and
elsewhere.
But that's not what we're talking
about. No, it's not, because she and her husband, former major leaguer Casey Daigle, celebrated the birth of their second son this week, and his name is...
Diesel Dean Daigle.
And finally, Charlie, perhaps not wishing to be outdone by little Diesel Dean Daigle, Ron Artest has filed a petition in court to change his name. And what does he want to change it to?
He wants to call himself Meta World Peace. That's M-E-T-T-A, middle name World, as spelling, as in World Be Free.
World Be Free.
You'll remember from back in the day, Lloyd Free of the Philadelphia 76ers changed his name to World Be Free, and last name Peace, P-E-A-C-E. I understand the World Peace thing. The Meta with two T's, not a clue. Not a clue, unless he's been watching History's Mysteries again and saw something about the Assyrians.
Well, I'm sure we'll get some answers from listeners via email.
Because Meta thing is M-E-T-A, so I don't know what he's doing here. I'm telling you, it's History's Mysteries.
Charlie Pierce, a veritable diesel of world peace, among other things, is the author of Idiot America, among other books. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.